So, is it true that you have a choice about what you think? Is it true that you're not just stuck with whatever shows up and dealing, reacting to whatever is offered? I remember wondering why I was so scared to feel all of these emotions as I came into this work. That in reality, I was willing to carry around 150 extra pounds all day, every day, in order not to feel emotion, in order not to look at those thoughts that I had been stuffing. If you're experiencing some anxiety thinking about doing this work, about looking into your brain basement, notice how that feels in your body. Okay, so maybe it's a tightening, maybe it's a kind of folding in on yourself, maybe it's pressure in your head. Notice it and then let it pass through. You've got this. Emotions come factory installed. They are with you from the first day you're on this planet. So learning to feel them is not as difficult as your mind or your mean girl wants you to believe. You might be wondering how this process of avoiding emotion got started and why no one ever told you about the skills that I'm sharing with you. The answer takes us back to those weight stories. Your brain loves two things, patterns and efficiencies. Stories are fuel for both. Your brain takes the facts that it knows and extrapolates the story details it doesn't know, filling in the blanks. Accuracy is not important. A story that it can compare to other stories it knows to find patterns is what counts. So, to test that against your brain, think about a time when you maybe overheard a story or part of a story and you knew maybe the beginning and the end, and your brain made up the details, and that's how gossip gets started. Our brain goes, okay, so what do I know about these things? Oh, I've seen this before. And we lay those details we know over the current story. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're not, but our brain is built for that kind of fill in the blankness. So find your patterns. Replay those weight stories that you defined earlier. You got pen and paper to jot notes to use in the next module. So look and see in what you wrote down if you see similar themes. So do you like always lose focus on day three? Does your favorite food always trip you up? I used to say Doritos were my nemesis. No matter how much weight I lost, I was always going to come back to nacho cheese Doritos. Do you reward yourself with food for weight loss? So yay, lost 5 pounds. Oh, let's go have fried chicken. Or punish yourself with food for weight gain. Like, well, the scale went up by 2 pounds, so I might as well have that Snickers I've been thinking about. Every time you speak the story, the groove in your brain gets deeper. Those neural pathways get reinforcement that what your brain already believes to be true is valid. Then you add in efficiency. You contemplate trying to lose weight again, and your brain tells you about all the times you failed and how you're going to also fail this time. It uses efficiency, right? It loves to save energy, so why are we going to use energy on something that's already doomed to fail? It uses efficiency to find the old stories, the patterns, and then uses those past failures against you. That's how practiced thought works. Think about the stories that you tell over and over. Some of them are 20 to 30 years in the past. For example, the pain and sharp emotion from my first divorce happened 25 years ago. But when I tell the story to you, my brain experiences the pain as if it were happening now. All the drama that went with those emotions is instantly back, and I've allowed a person that I haven't seen in over 20 years to ruin my day. And then bonus, and eat shows up so that I can calm myself back down. This was both infuriating and empowering information the first time that I heard it. The infuriating part was the realization that it wasn't the ex-husband that was causing me such pain. And he did cause me. The pain was real at the time it happened. But as I told the story, I was doing it to myself every time I retold the story. And I told that story a lot. The empowering thing was finally understanding my otherwise irrational behavior with food. There was a reason I ate the way I did. And the reason was not that my body was broken. I wasn't weak. I was just continually overdosing myself with old stories that were packed with emotion that I had no idea how to feel. Your brain takes all of those stories and loads them into a loop that plays continuously in your head. So picture a hamster on a spinning wheel. It's running really fast, it's exerting a ton of effort, and going nowhere. That is your brain with stories. Your mean girl is comforted by the sound of that wheel spinning. It's her secret weapon for keeping you safe. So here's what happens. You start dreaming too big, or you try implementing new tools like the ones we're talking about here, or you try using your voice to express your needs, and she points to the wheel of stories and reminds you how dangerous the world is and how you failed every time you try. If that doesn't convince you, if you're still trying to break away from her influence, she has one more ace up her sleeve. If you are somehow determined to try and lose weight, if you think you found a new solution, she has one more trick. So she normally lets that loop of stories just kind of run at its own pace, kind of like leaving the TV on when you go to sleep. It's white noise in the background, but it just kind of keeps you in line. However, she does have the ability to increase the intensity of that practice thought. So think about a wheel, maybe like a Price is Right wheel. She has the ability to make that wheel spin faster, to just make it zzzz. She is not afraid to take you out at the knees, to hit you when you're the most vulnerable, if she thinks that she can keep you safe. Now, that shows up in two ways. When you are feeling both doubt and or fear. So anytime you're growing, you experience those two emotions. You're probably feeling them right now as you move through this program. So that looks or sounds like, could this really work? I don't want to get my hopes up again. What if I fail again? And your mean girl goes into overdrive to gather all the other stories that support that doubt and fear as being true. She encourages you to quit before you get hurt and come back to safety, which is code for and eat, to deal with the disappointment and frustration that you don't want to feel. Starting to see how powerful she is? Starting to understand why you haven't lost the weight yet? Why do we allow her to keep going when what she wants for you and what you want for you are so clearly not aligned? Why would she ever accept your invitation to retire when she's so good at what she does? The short answer is she is exhausted. She is burnt out. She needs to hand over the reins to you, which can only happen once she trusts you. Trust is built when she's sure that you understand how the system that is your brain works. Your mind is resilient and it will follow you wherever you lead. It's a machine that relies on your input. I know you've heard it said that whatever you focus on grows. Wherever you direct your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions will follow. So she needs to know that you understand that process before she can ever really stand down. So let's talk a little bit about the ways that your mind might follow your direction. That's where we'll pick up the final recording in this series.